You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A global study of more than 230 million people found those infected with COVID-19 were around three times more likely to develop Guillain-Barré syndrome, or GBS, within 6 weeks of infection compared to other times. GBS is a rare but serious neurological condition that can cause progressive limb weakness and eventual paralysis. To explain the findings of the study and the link between COVID and GBS, I spoke to Helen Patousis-Harris, an associate professor at the University of Auckland.
Can you explain what GBS is?
So GBS is Guillain-Barré syndrome, and it's essentially a paralytic type of syndrome that can be quite serious and life-threatening. Most people recover, but it is something that is seen following certain infections.
And can you briefly summarise the main findings of this global study and why they are significant?
Well, one of the things about this condition is, fortunately, it's very rare. So in order to be able to study it, to see if there's an increased risk, for example, associated with infection or exposure to vaccines, you need a huge number of people. So this study had a total of 230 million people under observation and was able to assess the risk for developing this syndrome after different types of vaccines and also after infection. So able to really give some pretty robust evidence as to the potential risk.
Why might COVID-19 trigger GBS in some people?
Oh, I think it's like a lot of infectious diseases. Influenza is another one, for example, that is well known to precede development of this condition. And I think it sort of relates to a person's response to the infection, for example. And, of course, that's going to also probably have a genetic underpin to it.
Is there a stronger link between COVID-19 infection and GBS compared to other viruses or infections, like you said, with influenza?
I'm not sure. It'd be quite difficult to do a direct comparison because you'd need to be looking at it in the same population at the same time. And there's just so many various infections that can trigger it. Some of them we're quite familiar with, and probably there's some yet to be discovered, but it includes both viral infections and various bacterial infections as well. So it's always, well, it's ever present. You know, there's always cases occurring every year, but identifying, as we want to understand if there's a risk following different vaccines, different COVID-19 vaccines.
Are there any known factors that might make someone more vulnerable to developing GBS after vaccination or infection?
I think that is an excellent question, and one that we're actually hoping to be able to answer, and that is looking at the genomics that underpin these events. So looking at if there's any interesting genes, if you like, that predispose somebody who has experienced this event compared to people who have had the same exposure and don't experience it. That's been done for example, for myocarditis so far, following the mRNA vaccines, and indeed there appears to be some genes that predispose people to experiencing this sort of event. So, I mean, the same question remains for GBS, and if we can sustain some funding for that work can be completed.
What would your advice be to someone who is hesitant about vaccination because of this study?
I think it should give people more confidence, because what the study found is the vaccines that we're using here, for example, in New Zealand, are not associated with an increased risk. Of course, they also decrease your risk of COVID-19, which is a risk factor, along with all the other risk factors associated with infection. And it also looks like it probably does decrease the risk a bit. Also, some other type of vaccine called inactivated vaccines were also not associated with any increased risk. So I think it's a very reassuring study to show that that your risk of developing this is absolutely not increased after receiving the vaccine.
And lastly, what are the long-term takeaways for vaccine safety and pandemic preparedness that come from this research?
I think this highlights what can be done, the sort of studies that can be done if there's infrastructure in place. Now, wouldn't it have been amazing if we'd had this infrastructure in place at the beginning of the pandemic, and we could have got this sort of data out much earlier? I think what it highlights is the importance of maintaining these incredible infrastructures so that next time we have a question that needs to be answered, we can do it really, really quickly and also scientifically robust approaches.
And that was Helen Fertoussis-Harris explaining the recent global study on GBS.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.